Paul was a friend of mine before we came into Port Vale, and Paul is a friend of mine having left. I am disappointed with Paul that he didn't put the interests of the club first, as I have, because I see this club now as part of my family. And you do whatever you can with your family, and you love them, and you keep them close, and you do whatever's required to bring them on. So I'm disappointed with Paul for not taking this decision, but overall we haven't fell out, we haven't had a bust up, there's no power struggle, and he's still my friend.
And going forward now then, so as we sit here and record this, what's the deal now then? Paul Wilds, as far as Port Vale are concerned, is no more. He's decided to step down as chairman, he's left. What does this mean for you now? Because before you were obviously owner and chief executive, CEO. What's the deal now? You're total owner and chairman and chief exec.
Well, I'm not great with titles, if I'll be honest with you, but I'm the owner. I'm the paymaster general. All the good things that Paul's put in place, and other people within the team, because not all the team are leaving, are going to go through to, because that's the ultimate goal of the club, to get us to a place we need to be. There's nothing which has been done detrimentally, so as far as I'm concerned, everything we've signed up for, we're going with. I do feel that we may have progressing in some areas too quickly. We aren't playing in Chelsea, we're in Burslem, and some people sometimes need to remember that. But overall, where we are is a great place. I'm committed fully, as I always have been since the minute I bought the club. Nothing's changed as my commitment financially, but now I'm committed as well, as it were, to working. Are we now working full-time within the club? So I've got the dilemma of saying, well, I could go employ an employee CEO £100,000 a year, but I'd rather put that £100,000 a year onto the pitch.
So 100%, when people think about who owns Port Vale, what's the name above the door, this is now 100% totally Norman Smurthwaite's football club.
Well, it's the fans' football club. I'm just a custodian in this period of time now, and I've put some money in. As far as I'm concerned, this is one of my family. And I've committed myself. My family are behind me with this 100%. It's been a difficult time for my wife in particular, but because she was worried that we would begin to let people down, which we won't do. So I'm here. I'm going nowhere. You can't say it's business as usual, because I do not portray myself as well on the camera as Paul does. But I'm committed to this club and have been since the minute we bought it.
So the message from to the fans then, those fans that inevitably in situations like this will be worried, the message from you, chairman, owner, is in terms of continued success and continued stability for the football club, what's your message to those people who will be worried?
All the plans that were put in place are good plans. Basically, nothing changes. I know that's easy to say because there's a different face at the door. Nothing changes. Nothing is any more challenging today than it was last Monday. But I have to say the last 10 weeks have been the most difficult 10 weeks of my life.